I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A young Saudi Arabian man accepted to Western Michigan University is now facing beheading in Saudi Arabia. Mujtaba El-Shwikat was arrested back in 2012 and charged with rioting, but his recent execution sentence has drawn international attention. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says we need to pray for justice in Saudi Arabia, both for this young man and others who are persecuted, including believers.
I would just encourage the listeners of Mission Network News, when you see a story that Saudi Arabia or Iran, North Korea, just remember there are brothers and sisters in Christ living there, and they're in some of the most dangerous places in the world, and we need to pray for them. Please pray for them. So use the news as the spiritual experience to really prompt us to pray for the body of Christ.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. And Mongolia's church is younger than most. After only 20 years of ministry, believers like Chinzorik Jigjitsarin of Asian Access are worried that Mongolia's church is so young there aren't many older Christian mentors. Asian Access believes unity among Mongolia's spiritual leaders will help.
I mean, a lot of lonely pastors who would be burdened much with all the personal and ministry issues, but they have a community where they can openly share their struggles.
To overcome the challenges ahead, the church will need a global community as well.
My passion is to see the global church becoming fuller, accepting each other, even like, I mean, all the continents, all the nations have something to offer on the table.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? And highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.